At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com and you can register for my free instructional videos that go out on a weekly basis, and you can also find out about taking a golf lesson from me, either in Paradise Valley, Arizona, or at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois, where I am currently teaching, as I am here in the Chicago area for my son Henry's hockey. So that's where you go to find out all the information. HaneyUniversity.com. All right, PGA Tour starts this week. Hope everybody had a great New Year. First tournament of the year, the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. The most wide open golf course that there could ever be. I think I talked about this last week or month or wherever on one of the podcasts. And I said, I always hope that Tiger played at Kapalua when I was coaching them. Because back in the day, they didn't have strokes gain statistics. And strokes gain statistics on the PGA Tour compare you to all the players that you're competing against. And it takes into account the field. It takes into account the golf course they're playing. And these are more realistic statistics. And I always felt like an instructor is judged by his statistic. You know, when I would see some coaches brag about, oh, this, my player, you know, I loved how they call him my player. I mean, but my player won this or my player won that. And I always thought, but how did he hit the golf ball? I mean, like, did he put his, you know, rear end off to win that? Did he, you know, chip in to win that? How do you really win that? You know, I always felt like as a coach, you were judged, and I judged myself statistically. Did the players I was coaching get better statistically with all of the vital statistics that are cut? But back in the day when they kept the statistics, they were fairways hit, so driving percentage. And then they would have total driving, which was another kind of BS statistic, because it was made up of 50% distance and 50% fairways hit. So wherever your ranking was on distance and your ranking, whatever your ranking was on fairways hit, they would add it up and divide it by two, and then they'd come up with their total driving statistic. Made no sense at all. Wasn't relevant. Even though the corrupt golf media would always talk about those driving statistics. I thought, you know, these statistics mean nothing. You guys have no idea what you're looking at. I knew that back way, way back then. I knew they had no idea what they were looking at. The reason being is when they came up with a driving distance statistic, they would measure two holes, one on the front nine and one on the back nine. And then they would take your distance. Well, I mean, what course were you playing? Like Kapalua in Hawaii, you got all these, the wind blows first off. The wind will blow hard. You got a lot of holes where you land the ball and you'll drive it 400 yards. I mean, Dustin Johnson drove it on a 422-yard hole back in the day. Almost made a hole in one at Kapalua. So you can drive it 400 yards. And then you'll play another golf course where it's soft and wet and, you know, the driving hole that they're measuring on is one that you're not going to, you know, it's a tight fairway, so you're not going to get any roll if you miss the fairway. And anyway, it's just, it made no sense at all. Now the statistics make sense. But back in the day when the statistics made no sense, I wanted Tiger to play at Kapalua because I thought you can't hardly miss a fairway at Kapalua. That's all they have is fairway. It's just, it's endless. And the greens are huge too. Now you can three putt greens, but you can't hardly miss a green. I mean, they're just so big. I mean, like for instance, at Pebble Beach, the greens are you know, 3,000 square feet, 3,500 square feet is probably a big green at Pebble Beach, and at Kapalua the greens are 8,000 or 9,000 square feet. You couldn't hardly miss. It's like hitting three greens at Pebble Beach, so you couldn't hardly miss one. So I always wanted Tiger to start off at Kapalua because his statistics would be great, and then it would be evened out when he goes to play all the hard golf courses, because he would always play the hard golf courses. Like, you know, he'd go play Torrey Pines, which is a U.S. Open golf course. And if you start your season at Torrey Pines and somebody else starts their season at Kapalua, immediately the statistics are going to be skewed. But all that is taken care of now because they have the strokes gained statistics. But I always liked going to Kapalua. And, you know, but Tiger didn't like going to Kapalua. So I think like only 1 year I coached Tiger out of six did he go to Kapalua, and I think he won that year. But it was the only year that he went there, and you know, it's a fun place to go. But I mean, it's windy and you know, usually rain, and it's a hard walk. Oh man, that golf course is hilly and it's long. But I always thought that was a great way to start the year, and it was one of those tournaments way back in the day when I was coaching Mark O'Meara. You always, like, you know, you'd hope you could get to Kapalua because, you know, you'd played well and you won a tournament the year before and you got to the Tournament of Champions. And that was like a big goal, get to the Tournament of Champions, win. Well, now that tournament's changed, you know, and guys, you know, maybe won't even go. But pretty much everybody that is going this year, but I'm looking at the field, you know, it dawns on me, and this isn't you know, a news flash, but just how watered down. And I know John Rahm is just one player that left, but he was a big player that left for the LIV, and it's incredible how watered down the PGA Tour is now. You know, and they'll talk about this guy won, and you know, and all the corrupt golf media likes to, you know, winning a real tournament, like a PGA Tour event, like winning this or winning that. What makes a real tournament is the field and who's playing it. I always thought when Tiger would win tournaments, I mean, he'd win the Memorial, all these World Golf Championship events, great field. You know, he'd win at the one at Firestone every year. It's, you know, a great field, great golf course, Torrey Pines. I mean, these are great courses, great fields, great. Now those are great tournaments, you know, but they're not major championships, because major championships is how everything is judged. It really is. It's what matters. I mean, that's why they consider Jack Nicklaus to be the greatest player ever, because Jack Nicklaus won 18 majors, and he's won more majors than anybody else. But Tiger's won 82 tournaments. And Tiger's win percentage is much, much higher than Jack Nicklaus's was. But people like to say, you know, and a lot of people ignore it and they just say Tiger's the greatest player ever. But technically speaking, you know, the way we judge in our sport in golf is that it's judged on major championships. And as long as that's the case, as long as not everybody says Tiger's the best that's ever been, the majors are what counts. And that's how you build a reputation. You know, you become a known player by winning major championships. That's how you become known. I don't care how many LIV tournaments you win, you're not going to get a reputation, unless you just win every single one of them, by winning LIV tournaments. And you're not going to get a reputation anymore by winning PGA Tour events, because they're so incredibly watered down. The field is so weak. I'm watching on TV, and they're doing the preview for the Century tournament. And I remember, you know, back in the day, and I understand it's back in the day, but back in the day, and they had, you know, Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and Ernie Els and Vijay Singh, and I mean, it's just like they show the players, and they flash up Scottie Scheffler, and he's a great player. He's number one in the world. I'll give you that. But then they show you Jordan Spieth. I mean, I love watching Jordan Spieth, one of my favorite players. But I mean, Jordan Spieth won two golf tournaments in 6 years. 6 years. And the two he won the Texas Open and the Heritage Tournament, which is the week after the Masters. These are you talk about watered down events. I mean, you know, people in the corrupt golf media like to make fun of LIV Golf. Well, how about winning the Texas Open? I mean, and I like the Texas Open. Great tournament. You know, they support the military. It's down in San Antonio. Great golf community, great golf city. I love it. But don't tell me how great the PGA Tour is and how great it is to win on the PGA Tour when you're winning, like, you know, your win is the Texas Open, and that's your star. Then they flash up on the, you know, the TV. They flash up Colin Morikawa. I mean, Colin Morikawa, big name, great player, won two majors. That makes him well known. But he's won one golf tournament in 2 years. He's a very suspect putter. Scheffler's a suspect putter. You know, they flash up Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele's didn't win last year. They flash up, Ricky Fowler. I saw Ricky Fowler on there. I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. It's incredible how he's fought his way back from where he was. But Ricky Fowler, I mean, for as big a star as Ricky Fowler is, he's won six times on the PGA Tour. Six. That's it. Six times. Won once in the last 4 years. Won the Rocket Mortgage. Another, like, incredibly, incredibly watered down term. I mean, just like it's, I mean, I wouldn't know these guys out there playing if they were all standing in a lineup in front of me. I wouldn't know them. It's not that they're not really good players. Because they are. They're really, really good players. But the tour is so void of superstars. And now they're split up in between two tours. And it's so watered down. I mean, I don't want to hear anybody. If I have to listen to any one of these guys tell me how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour, hey, it's hard to win major championships. Period. End of story. It's not hard to win on the LIV Tour because you're only beating 48 players or how many ever they're going to have this year, 52 or whatever. It's not hard to win on the PGA Tour because half the good players are over there on LIV Tour. So it's not hard to win on these tours, not relative to what I'm used to looking at when I was coaching back in the day. It's not, it's not even close. And these guys, they're promoting, they're stars. I mean, they, you know, they flashed up all of them. I looked at the power rankings. You know, I go on PJTour.com and they have the power rankings and 1 through 15. And they've got, you know, for the power rankings for the Century Tournament of Champions. And you look on there and you got, I mean, it's absolutely nutso when you look at the power rankings for the Century Tournament of Champions. And you got these guys that they list up there. I mean, really. I mean, it number one on the power ranking, Colin Morikawa. He's got 1 win in 2 years. And then you got Scheffler. You got Homa. I mean, Xander Schauffele, Tom Kim, Patrick Cantlay, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Sungjae Im, Victor Hovland, Tony Finau, Cam Davis, Ludwig Åberg, Tommy Fleetwood. Never won a tournament on the PGA Tour. Jordan Spieth, Eric Cole. Top 15. This is top 15 on the power rankings. And of those top 15, what do you got? How many majors? 1, 2, 3, 7? 7 majors? Of the top 15 players on the power rankings, you got 7 majors total. And of those 7, 5 of them are Spieth. 5 or 6 of them are Spieth and Scheffler, or Spieth and Morikawa. I mean, those three guys have won them all. Well, Matthew Fitzpatrick won the U.S. Open. So you got 4 guys that have won majors. But Spieth and Colin Morikawa, I mean, oh, boy. I mean, they have not exactly been hot lately, is my point. It's just, that's how you get a reputation. You win major championships, and there's only 4 of them a year. I'm just thinking, I'm wondering, like, how is anybody gonna build a reputation, like a star reputation? I mean, you're not gonna get it by winning PGA Tour events or LIV events. You're gonna get it by winning majors. And what's gonna happen, most likely, is kind of what happened last year. You're going to have maybe 1 guy who you kind of expect to win, or 2 guys who you expect to win will win majors. And, you know, that you can pick, you know, it might be Jon Rahm, Scottie Scheffler. You know, it might be one of those guys. It might be Rory McIlroy. Who knows? Rory McIlroy won a major since 2014, though. But it might be one of those guys. It might be Brooks Koepka. You know, it might be one of those guys you expect. Maybe somebody you expect to win 2 majors. And they won't win the 2 in 1 year. They'll win 1. 2 guys will win 1 major. 2 guys you know and expect might win a major. And then the other 2 majors will go to guys that you didn't expect to win. And they're kind of get on the map a little bit, but you got to win multiple majors. And I'm just looking. I think Goff is really going to have a hard time developing stars. I mean, no matter how much they try to tell you this guy's going to be great, and that guy's going to be great, and this guy's going to be this, and this guy's going to be that, there isn't anybody out there that's the next Tiger Woods. And these tournaments are so watered down, you're going to have to win majors to develop that reputation. And that's going to be hard to do. It's always been hard to do.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be watching, but I think the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, they gotta come together and golf. Golf together, everybody together has got to figure out some way to make it more compelling. I don't have the answers to make it more compelling. You know, some kind of team thing, some kind of this, some kind of that. I mean, I can't wait to see what's going to happen. And that's the story. See, the story isn't. Like, oh, tour's getting ready to start, and I wonder what kind of year Scottie Scheffler's going to have. Well, I mean, he's going to have the same kind of year he had last year if he doesn't putt any better. I wonder what kind of year John Rahm's going to have. Well, I mean, John Rahm's probably going to have a good year. You know, he'll be in contention at majors. Koepka will be in contention with majors. But is he going to win three or four of them? No, that's not going to happen. So the story in golf is, how's golf going to come together? And now they've pushed this whole thing back. I saw where they pushed it back. The public investment fund and the sports owners who are together investing in the PGA Tour and the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. They're all going to try to come together, but now they're not going to come up with anything until the Masters. So it just drags on. It's just going to drag on. And, you know, they said they were going to have some decision by the end of the year. And, of course, that didn't happen. And now it's the Masters. And they're going to try and figure it out. And we'll see what happens. And that's going to be the thing. It's going to continue to be the story. That and like, who's next for LIV? Everybody will be hanging on that. But at least we get to start watching some golf. And it's always fun to watch Hawaii, especially when you're sitting in Chicago and you don't see the sun and it's 30 degrees. You love watching in Hawaii, so I'll be checking it out. Anyway, that's my thoughts on the tournament this week on the PGA Tour. I've been thinking up a lot of thoughts. So I got a few more topics to delve into in the coming days. But hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app wherever you get the podcasts. Remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you have the arthritis pain, joint pain, muscle soreness, the product is fantastic. Just go to voodoopainrelief.com and you can get the product guaranteed to help you. If you haven't already tried it and you've heard me talk about it, you need to get on that website, voodoopainrelief.com, and do yourself a favor, because there's a reason people just keep ordering it and ordering and ordering it. And it's because it absolutely works. All right, we will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.